Truth.
Welcome to Trusting the Truth with Samuel Tolley, where we view the world through the lens of Jesus Christ. We do not view Jesus Christ through the lens of the world. How you doing? This is Sam Tolley with Trusting the Truth. And today's Trusting the Truth is entitled Hateful Demoncrats. Yes, I said Demoncrats. I'm not trying to be pejorative or provocative, but I am more and more convinced that these Democrats are under the auspices of the evil one. The reason why this is entitled Hateful Demoncrats is about how the Democrat Party and their leadership are constantly painting everyone else as evil and wrong, but they are the ones that are projecting wickedness and evil. I want to focus mainly on ICE, how the Democrat Party is messing with ICE and trying to say how awful and satanic and demonic and Nazis they are. But I want you to keep a question in mind. Have you ever heard one Democrat say that we should change the way ICE operates legally, changing the law? Have you ever heard one Democrat say that the federal laws that ICE are operating on are wrong? I haven't. I haven't heard them say that. But they want to demonize ICE, and I say it's for other reasons. It's not because they are against the laws. If they were, you know, we're talking about many of these people are legislators in the federal government who are responsible for making laws. Others are mayors and governors who are responsible for enforcing the laws. Let's look at some of the things that these people had to say. I want to share a couple of articles so we can really delve into it. This article entitled, Eight Times Democrats Demonize ICE Agents, is the first one from Breitbart. Let's look at that. We got pictures of some of my least favorite people. Jasmine Crockett, a lady, a congressperson from Texas, who many of you don't know, went to a private school. I've heard that it costs around $60,000 a year. I don't know how much, but she talks like a hood rat. She talks like someone that doesn't have a good education. But this woman was sheltered and had a great education, ones that many of the poor constituents that support her are not able to get. And Miss Crockett will not try to help them get it because she's against vouchers. She would rather keep them in the poor, bad schools that they're stuck in while she had a higher education, but walks around and talks like she didn't. Why is that? I'm inclined to believe that that was her assignment. Then next to her, we have the illustrious governor of the state of California, Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom. You know, Gavin Newsom, I believe, is kin to Nancy Pelosi. And he was the mayor of San Francisco. You know, I think he put through a 10-year program or some kind of program that was supposed to stop homelessness in San Francisco. Obviously, it hasn't worked well. You know, San Francisco now, they issue maps to tourists, or at least they did a few years ago. Maps that which would show you areas where human feces is on the sidewalks so you can try to avoid them. That's right, human feces, poop. Because people have the tendency just to crap all over the place and, you know, shoot you know, heroin, crack, or fentanyl, whatever, up in their veins. And I think the city gives them free needles. There was a time, whether they're still doing it or not, I don't know, excuse me, where the city of San Francisco would pass out money, hoping, check this out, hoping that instead of having panhandlers beg people for money, they would pass out the money to the panhandlers. Anyone with any sense at all knows that all they were doing was giving the panhandlers a head start on how much money they were going to collect that much, because they would use that money, suck it up down the vortex like the rest of the drug users do, and then get right back out to what they do. And that's exactly what has happened. Then I believe we have a mayor of Boston. You know, just like every typical Democrat in the blue state, they're about sheltering illegals. It's amazing to me that their constituency has gotten so dumbed down that they're not demanding that their officers enforce the laws. You elect someone to represent you, and all these people, all four of them, are representing people that do not even belong here. I don't know who the guy on the with the white hair is. We don't all know who the half bald headed guy is. Waltz, the former running mate of Kamala Harris, governor of Minnesota. And of course, you know, Hakeem Jeffries, that to me appears to have as much of a personality as a bag of glass. I mean, this guy, if you've ever seen an Amatron or a robotic person, I think he fits the description. But all of them, I'm sure, love to take care of the illegal aliens above the citizens of the United States and paint the American citizens, or at least those of us that don't agree with them, as being evil. Okay, on this Breitbart news, it says on Wednesday, as of this article's date, September 24th, Breitbart is reporting a gunman opened fire on the Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Dallas, Texas, leaving one migrant detainee dead and two others in critical condition. Here we are having another situation where some liberal whack job is on a roof shooting at people. The Federal Bureau of Investigation Director Kash Patel has since revealed that at least one of the shell casings from the gunsman's bullet was scrawled with anti-ICE messaging, indicating a left-wing ideological motive for the attack. These Democrats always complaining about others, but they've been fermenting violence all along. Tom Homan said months ago, if you keep this up, somebody's going to end up dying. That is exactly what is happening here. Hold on, I'm going to check something real quick. Okay. Let's see. Let's continue. For months, in the lead up to the attack at the Dallas ICE facility, Democrats continuously made statements demonizing ICE agents to the point that the agency's acting director, Todd Lyons, had publicly asked him to halt such rhetoric for fear of a targeted attack like Wednesday. I've been watching clippings of ICE agents trying to leave the facilities or enter it, and you got all these mobs out there yelling, screaming, calling them Nazis, and disrupting normal, legal law enforcement activities. And these sanctuary cities will not allow the police department to help them. So you're demonizing one aspect of the law, and another aspect of the law is forbidden from helping. So you're telling the public that we're for lawlessness, or either you should change the laws. last month during a podcast episode with tech journalist Carver Switzer, California Governor Gavin Newsom made the unprecedented claim that ICE agents may be used by President Trump in next year's midterm election to help suppress voter turnout. Now, think about that statement. What does ICE have to do with suppressing voter turnout? I mean, why would I? That's not their job. Well, actually, that's no job. That's illegal. But how in the fact would ICE suppress anything unless Gavin Newsom and Democrats believe that illegals are voting? And he doesn't want, and he wants to suppress, or he's afraid that Trump will make illegals afraid to illegally vote. See, one of the reasons why the Democrats wanted all these millions of illegals to come here is to take the place of many Black Americans that have woke up. Their Black constituency is not as strong as it used to be. There's many of us that have left, and there's some of us that are quite vocal, like me. Many are silent. They're afraid to speak out for whatever reasons, but their vote is not going the way they want it. So the Democrats, and plus after 60-something years of lying to Black folks, we're going to help you, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and never doing anything, they decided to bring in the new Black folks. And that's anyone from any country that have come across the border and they can feed and give benefits to. Put them up in hotels, give them EBT cards they did during the Biden administration. Just put them, just give them a luxury life. And some of these places, New York City tried to illegally allow illegals to vote. They got shot down, tried to let them vote in I think, Board of Education elections, simple, you know, things within their community. But see, once you allow a cancer to take hold, it's going to metastasize and grow. And so they wanted to just incrementally get these folks in where you say, hey, you know what? We just got to make them legal. You know, but the minorities that live in this country, and I, when I say minorities, I'm not just talking about Blacks or Hispanic. I'm talking about white folks that don't have high incomes, that aren't sheltered in gated communities, that are subject to a lower level of financial lifestyle. They suffer too. All of us are being encumbered by these people that's coming in. And so every last one of them to come in, it hurts us and it hurts our kids. But the Democrats in the political offices don't seem to care. They seem to care more about keeping these illegals here than getting them out. It's amazing to me. You're going to hear some of these statements from them talking about these people are picked up without due process. I don't remember any of them getting due process to get in. It should be as easy to get them out as it was to get them in, since it was illegal in the first place. Trump already sending out mass people to intimidate folks. When we launched our campaign, did it down in Little Tokyo in LA. Do you think ICE is not going to show up around voting polling booths to chill participation? And you know that, the National Guard, you know that, Newsom said. Number one, if you're not here illegally, you have nothing to fear. Number two, yes, ICE is being masked, many of them, because you got these Democrats is going around doxing people. And if you don't know what doxing means, that means they're trying to identify police agents, officers, and tell the public where they live. Tell them where their children go to school. These people are sitting over there trying to make their lives miserable. And the cartels even out there that may try to assassinate some of them. Obviously, they don't care about assassinating people. They tried to kill the president. And a guy killed Charlie Kirk. They'll try to kill anybody. But the governor of California, the top law enforcement officer of the state of California, is sitting over here talking about shielding voting. Shielding, not from the citizens, not from the citizens of the United States. Jennifer Sybil Newsom, I guess that's his wife, suggests ICE agents are hunting illegal aliens. They should be. Illegal aliens have no business being here. In June, following ICE raids on California farms, illegally employing migrant children. You hear that? Slave labor. Did you know that 300,000 children that came across the border illegally but registered through ICE when they came across the border were missing under the Biden administration? 300,000. And I think we've, under the Trump administration, have recovered like 30,000 children. These Democrats, what happened to those 300,000 kids? Where are they? You got a bunch of kids that were in slave labor. How do we not think that many of those kids end up in human trafficking, sex objects for pedophiles, maybe even human sacrifice? Where are they? They came to the United States and they're missing? The government has no idea what happened to them? Think about it. We are a country of immigrants. That is just a fact. It is who we are. And yet, here we are watching families being targeted, watched, hunt, farm workers being chased across fields. These are some of the hardest working people on earth, and they are literally feeding the nation, Sybil Newsom added. The United States was incorporated as a nation in 1776. We are a nation with borders. We are a nation with laws. If we're not a nation with borders, if we're not a nation with laws, then it doesn't matter. But these people talk like we got square heads and spaghetti for brains. We are supposed to live under a republic, not an open wine yard or whatever, one of Newsom's wine fields. It's amazing how these people paint things in these off colors. None of these Democrats will let any of these illegals just come live in their home, will they? Jasmine Crockett, ICE agents are acting like slave patrols. Yeah, I heard that one. I think we might even hear that one before this episode is over. Last week, Jasmine Crockett made the inflammatory suggestion that ICE agents are akin to slave patrols during an interview with MSNBC's Ali Veshi. But what ICE is doing right now, it almost feels like, you know, I've seen the memes about the purging of all these things. But as somebody who understands history, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols. Always got to bring up the black slave thing. Always. If she was a true student of history, she would know that every race and ethnic group or racial ethnic group has been enslaved at one time or another throughout history, not just black folks. And that black folks were enslaved first by black folks in Africa who sold them to Asian or not Asian, to Arab or European folks. They never talk about that. Now, I never lived through the slave patrol period, but if you know the history of policing in this country, then you understand that they were born out of slave patrols. With that statement, she just denigrated every law enforcement officer in the nation. She just said that we shouldn't have any law enforcement officers, that we should live in a country without laws, that we should have anarchy, everybody for themselves. And Jasmine, if it was everybody for themselves, you'd have been taken out a long time ago. No, she's not a student of history. And she's just another one of these Democrats that fan the flame of racial animus. Have to keep that furnace glowing with hot coals constantly. Always got to have black folks thinking about slavery. Slavery ended in 1865. There ain't a soul alive today that was enslaved. But they always got to go there. And notice, you never hear them talk about what they're going to do for you. They don't talk about that anymore. They've let that go. They talk about fear, trepidation, and Trump. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu compares ICE to neo-Nazis. In June, Boston, Massachusetts, Mayor Michelle Wu compared ICE agents enforcing federal law in the sanctuary city to a neo-Nazi organization called NSC 131. I don't know of any police department that routinely wears masks. We know that there are other groups that routinely wear masks, Wu said. NS3 113 routinely wears masks. Hey, Antifa routinely wears masks, Mayor Wu, all the time. They dress up in black and they wear masks. And the best that I know of Antifa, they're not trying to protect anybody or anything legally. Tim Walz declares ICE agents are Trump's modern Gestapo. See, this is stuff that, you know, they call Charlie Kirk a Nazi, a racist. They call Trump Nazis and racist. Then the whack jobs, sooner or later, they're going to come out and try to take somebody out. In May of this year, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz told colleagues graduating from the University of Minnesota Law School that ICE agents are acting as Nazi Germany's secret police. Let's see. Let me see if he says this right here.
Look, Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign fighting dungeons. No chance to mount a defense. Not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye. Just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared. To be clear, there's no way for us to know whether they were actually criminals or not, because they refused to give them a trial. We're supposed to just take their word for it.
Well, let's think about this for a second. If they were here illegally, if they're here illegally, let me repeat it one more time. If they are here illegally, they are criminals. Every last one of them. They're criminals. They're not here legally. They're criminals. They've broken the law. Either that or we have no laws. Or is it like the Democrats do? They only like to let people that they like enjoy the law. And everybody that they're against, not. Just like I'm hearing Democrats cry foul that James Comey has been indicted. James Comey has been indicted for lying to Congress. But they didn't cry foul when Trump was indicted two times in D.C., once down in Georgia, and then twice, I believe, in New York. I mean, they don't cry foul when the fact that Comey sat over there and worked with Hillary Clinton and John Brennan and everybody else and Obama to set Trump up on a lying Russian dossier about him being a Russian stooge, cost the American people over $40 million in 2 years of the Trump first term. Didn't say a thing about that. They just ignore it like it didn't happen. Once it came out on their side that there was nothing, They ignored it. Now that this guy is being called to task, and I hope many others are called to task for lying, they don't want to face the music. Oh, he's on a revenge tour. Well, you know, let's get this back. You know, he's on a revenge tour. Well, that's nonsense. He's not on a revenge tour. He's doing what needs to be done. Let's see. I'm going to skip this one. Hakeem Jeffries threatens to unmask ICE agents. Like I said, this guy has a personality of a bag of glass. There's no life to him. It's just, I mean, this is the stiffest human being I've seen in a long time. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries went on a tirade against ICE agents in June, declaring that he would help unmask agents who cover their faces to avoid being targeted and jeopardizing their undercover work. Think about that. He wanted to unmask people who are being targeted and jeopardizing their undercover work. He is the minority leader in the House of Representatives. Why isn't Hakeem Jeffries trying to change the laws? Or why isn't he supporting the laws? Then he goes on and says, this is America. This is not the Soviet Union. We are not behind the Iron Curtain. This is not the 1930s. And every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will, of course, be identified. Really? We just found out that there were like 275 FBI agents embedded in the January the 6th thing. Hakeem, you didn't say a word about that. That would have never came out if Kamala won the election, would it? Okay, so we're going to get out of this article here. And there's another one I want to show you guys. Let's see here. Let's move on. I'm going to get out of this one for a second. I mean, it's amazing to me. These people are something else. You know, the one thing I got to give Democrats credit for, when it comes to lying, they are the tops. I mean, wow, how do I say it? No one lies like a Democrat. Let's see here if I can find the right article I wanted to share with you. Yes, there it is. Okay, let's go. No one lies like a Democrat. Democrats, they lie with a straight face. Those folks should be in Hollywood. You know, we can get rid of those actors because nobody acts like a Democrat liar. And then when they get caught in a liar, they act like, what? We didn't do nothing. So let's look at this. Hold on. I'm going to share the screen again. I want to put up this next article. Okay. Top 10 Democrats who helped put a target on the back of ICE agents. This is September 24th. This morning, Americans were shocked by the news of the violent murders of two detainees at an ICE facility in Dallas, Texas. Another detainee who was shot is in serious condition. The shots were reportedly fired by a sniper while ICE agents were simply doing their jobs to protect America. The sniper reportedly killed himself on the rooftop where he allegedly shot three innocent agents. I wonder if this person was a trainee. FBI Director Cash Patel has released an image of the bullets found near the assassin having words anti-ICE etched on them. See, our lawmakers are making, look at that, anti-ICE. Ain't that something? Our lawmakers are making the lives of our law keepers impossible. Because these lawmakers are more concerned about people that don't belong here than they're concerned about people that belong here. And the reason why I believe that they're more concerned about them is because if they can keep the people that belong here, those that vote for them, locked in, and they can bring in more people to vote for them, then they can obtain what they always want, unlimited and eternal power. If they have the power, then they can do what they want. And they don't have to worry about money because money always follows power. So power is what these people want. And in the meantime, American citizens are taking it in the shorts dealing with these folks. And some of us, some well-intentioned Americans, are so prideful that they refuse to look at the fact that the Democrat Party is just hosing them, not doing a thing for them. It says, Dallas FBI also released a statement. Here is just a portion of their response to the violent crime by what appears to be an anti-ICE assassin. I can confirm that at this time that the FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence. It is unfortunately just the most recent example we have seen a targeted violence, and to include here in North Texas. Back in July, on July the 4th, we saw a coordinated attack carried out against an immigration detention center in Alvarado, Texas. What I can also share with you is that early evidence that we have seen from rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature. Again, this is just the most recent example of this type of attack. This will be a whole of government response. There will be no resource not utilized to bring all these individuals who are responsible, to bring them to justice and to hold them accountable. While we are not releasing identities of any victims at this time, what I can confirm for you is that no members of law enforcement were hurt during the attack. So here these people are, call themselves trying to help folks that are being detained and hopefully deported by shooting up the place. Instead of killing ICE members, they killed two of these illegals when nobody should have died. If any member of the public has information that would help the FBI's investigation, I would ask them to please report that to 1-800-CALL-FBI. Only last night, here we go again, California Gavin Newsom recklessly mischaracterized ICE agents as evil, lawless enemies of the people. While he appeared on the unfunny Stephen Colbert show. Let's look at and see what Gavin Newsom had to say.
That's happening in the United States of America. Masked men jumping out of unmarked cars, people disappearing, no due process, no oversight, zero accountability. Happening in the United States of America today. People ask, well, is authoritarianism you being hyperbolic? Boy, we're being hyperbolic. If you're a black and brown community, it's here in this country. And so I'm deeply proud that I have the privilege of signing the nation's first bill to address the issue of masking, also to require simple identification, to your point. I mean, if some guy jumped out of an unmarked car in a van with a mask on, tried to grab me, I mean, by definition, you're going to push back. And so these are not just authoritarian tendencies. These are authoritarian actions by an authoritarian government. You saw what Stephen Miller said last week. This should put chills up fine. Called the Democratic Party an extremist organization, basically a terrorist organization, saying he's going after his enemies. You saw the tweet that Donald Trump sent out, Truth Social, basically telling Pam Bondi, I want these three people taken out. that's happening in the United States.
Wow. You see this guy? He said a terrorist organization. I believe so. And I gotta get on camera for a second here. I gotta get on camera for a second here. Hold on. Let me switch over a second. Gavin Newsom, did you notice how he slid in there, minority, black and brown community? This is where he's trying to transfix the minority's thinking. Like he's, look, I'm for you. I'm taking care of you. This racist white Donald Trump, and don't look at me as a racist white man. This racist white Donald Trump is trying to destroy your life. I'm for you. Because even in that segment, it made no sense for him to throw in their black and brown community. But it's the black and brown community that Gavin Newsom is hurting the most by bringing these illegals in. It's the minorities whose jobs are being taken by illegals, running down wages. Their schools are being overrun. Schools that aren't teaching folks nothing. Gavin Newsom's kids go to private school. But he's letting all these illegals get into the schools with the children of the black and brown community. And he refused to give them vouchers so they could put their kids in private school. And now he's going to act like Donald Trump, them, ICE is bad. You know, they're coming here and they're getting these people out and these poor people don't know what to do. No, they know what to do. They know that they came here illegally. And by the way, you as an American citizen, you can't just move in Mexico and just sit up in there and open up a business or get a job or whatever without the government's permission. They will lock you up. So why should we sit around there and have to be kumbaya, let anybody in for any reason? And he's talking about due process. Like I said before, none of these folks had due process to come in here. They just came on in because the Democrats let them in. Well, the Republicans are in charge now, and we want to just let them out. Let's go back here. Let's go back. I want to get some more information. We just watched this guy say what he had to say on the other one. When NBC put out fake news stories about an autistic girl who was being used by ICE agents to lure her father outside during a raid, Omar called it a call for abolishing ICE. Well, she wants to abolish ICE anyway. You know, this woman is something else. I don't know anything about this story, but you know what? If you come to the United States and you have kids, then that's your responsibility. Your kids, you know, and as far as I'm concerned, I hope that they get rid of this birthright thing where illegals come here and have kids and they automatically be citizens. And then the parents get to stay and the grandparents get to come and all this stuff. They had no business being here. What I'm talking about is common sense, simple stuff. This woman, Omar, she came in from Somalia. She wasn't born here. Matter of fact, I like what this pastor that's running for Congress offered. And he's talking about making it so just American-born citizens get to vote, or not vote, I'm sorry, but get to run for office. Pastor Jerome, just American-born. Because we're getting to the point now, we don't have people wanting to assimilate in this country. We got these folks that want to come into this country and change it. This woman, Omar, these folks up here in Michigan, have you ever been to Dearborn? You know, the whole city has pretty much been taken over by Muslims. They have this call to prayer blasting through the city 5 times a day. So they're not considering nobody else. I mean, think about it. I don't want to hear that. I'm a Christian. I don't need to hear somebody call to prayer. You know, you need to take that stuff to a country that's normative. That's not normative in the United States. But they want to get rid of ICE because they want to get rid of control of the borders. They get rid of control of the borders, then they can get rid of the government. They get rid of the government, then they can have anarchy. They can have anarchy, then the communists and the Islamists can fight over who's going to be in control. And all these do-gooders, all these gays for Gaza, you know, all these Antifas, all these folks, you know, they're going to round all you guys up and get rid of you, whoever wins, if we allow it to happen. Not to be outdone by his fellow 2028 Democrat presidential candidates, Illinois Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker recently referred to ICE as Nazis. This guy. Chicago is a cesspool and a bloodbath. Black folks get killed by the bushel over there every week. And Pritzker doesn't want Trump to bring federal law enforcement to help clean it up, to save lives. You know, Chicago, they're building this Obama monstrosity, his library, that they ain't got no money for. I just read there, nobody's putting money in it. So the citizens going to end up eating it. The poor black folks. And it's amazing when I think about Chicago and black people. The same town that Obama supposedly come from is the same town of Jesse Jackson and also Elijah Muhammad. Louis Farrakhan. And none of them have done a thing for black folks insofar as stopping the killing. But let's see what Pritzker had to say about the president.
People are being grabbed and they're being thrown into vans. And that's different than questioning people. And oh, by the way, I want to ask a question to everybody who's listening and to you. Do you carry with you citizenship papers? How do you prove to somebody that you're a U.S. citizen? Your accent? The color of your skin? That's not the country we live in. You know, you shouldn't have to walk around with papers the way that they did in the early days of Nazi Germany to prove that you belong and that you're not one of them. And that is essentially the kind of country that we're becoming if you allow ICE to simply grab people after racial profile.
Notice how they never talk about these people shouldn't have came here in the first place. Notice how they never talk about the injustice perpetrated on the American citizen, that millions of people came here illegally and are straining our resources. Notice how they never talk about the minorities they claim to care about are being traumatized, being killed, being raped. Public resources, which were never adequate in the first place, are being stretched thin, taking care of those folks. Notice how they never talk about the fact that Chicago itself is having large million-dollar deficits for taking care of illegals. This guy, he's talking about Nazis, but this guy is not talking about the American citizens. He's not talking about taking care. The only thing that he's doing is the same thing all these Democrats have been doing, pandering to emotion, pandering to trying to make Americans so sympathetic that they don't care that they're being screwed with a square pole and no grease by the same party that they voted for. These people are evil. These are demons masquerading as human beings. And they want to sit over there and just denigrate ICE. That is the chief group that they're trying to focus the wrath on. course, the chief individual is Donald Trump. But none of these Democrats are saying a thing about making the lives of the American citizen better. These millions of people came here, and we're taking it through the shorts trying to take care of them. He's not complaining about why we have to put up with that, because he wants them here, because he wants the Democrat Party to keep power, and he wants to make these folks citizens and have them vote Democrat. That's all it is. This Jasmine Crockett, I told you about her. Now listen to her now.
But as somebody who understands history, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols. Now, I never lived through the slave patrol period. But if you know the history of policing in this country, then you understand that they were born out of slave patrols.
Number one, Jasmine, we know that you never leave through slave patrols. But that is what this woman has to throw out there. She has to throw out the racial animus. But I bet you she has security. I bet you she isn't worried about somebody attacking her. If there was no police, as long as she's a congressperson, she has security. I'm sure that she isn't living in an area that is just inundated with crime. Matter of fact, these Congress people and these senators, I really do not like the fact that all they have to do is maintain a residence in the state and the locality that they supposedly represent and barely stay there. I think that these people should be required to be in that state more than they are in Washington, D.C. I think these folks should be required to be affirmatively in their residence at least 8 months out of the year. And not just show up a day, but I mean living there day in and day out. And I think that they need to be held to the same laws and standards as the average American citizen. They need to be where their constituents are. And their constituents should be able to see them at least once a month. But know that they are living there. Now, I'm not saying these people should be under locked guard so they can't go on vacation. Sure, but when we go on vacation, we come back home. You know, my neighbors know, well, you know, they might not necessarily know when I go someplace, but they know I'm here because I live here. And it should be the same thing with the senators. It'd be the same thing with the Congress people. Matter of fact, if necessary, we have the technology now. Some of the votes that they can take to me, I don't have a problem with them taking electronically. I don't have a problem with it at all, you know. But because I'm more concerned about them living in Washington, D.C., coming to the ghetto, and they're in their little private gated community for a couple of days out of the year, and they talk about they're a resident there, and all hell breaks loose around where they are, and they ain't never there. I want those people to be held to the same laws that they make. That's very important. They need to be. Every law that they make that we have to live by, they should have to live by. And they need to live where they represent constantly, day in and day out. Because if they lived where they represent, they're going to make sure they get represented right. Well, we know this one. Breaking. AOC tells illegal immigrants how to evade I see these people are so full of it. And this guy, Swalwell, what has he got to say?
And these ICE agents running around our communities like masked bank robbers, terrorizing women.
This guy, if you don't know, this guy was, I think, was on the Intelligence Committee when Trump was president. And he had in his staff this person called, I think it was Fan Fan or Fei Fei or whatever. She was a Chinese spy that he allegedly was sleeping with. Now, I would think in a normal society, somebody that was found out to have been sleeping with a spy would be ineligible from being on any committee or even representing this country. I would think that in a normal society, the party that you are a part of would have gotten rid of you. Because not only are you not a patriot of the nation, you are an embarrassment. But not the Democrat Party. Because the Democrat Party don't care. They don't care at all. As long as you represent the Democrat Party or the Democrat. And this guy is still in office. And the constituency have gotten so dumbed down, so marginalized, so stupefied that they vote for people that don't care for them, that mistreat them and abuse them. It makes my head pop. But some of us are leaving that party. Some of us are growing up. Let us see. Now, this is a little example, I think, of some of the stuff ICE agents have to put up with. Well, wow. Let me get out of here. I think I've had enough. I think I've had enough. Oh, man. So, these Democrats are not representing their constituency. Or shall I say, they are representing their constituency. Their constituency just happens to be people that did not vote for them. They do not care about the citizens that voted for them. They care about people that don't belong here. I haven't heard any proposals from the Democrat Party as far as making the lives of the American citizens better. I haven't heard nothing. I've just heard them talking about Trump this, Trump that, and get rid of ICE. And if they can keep you focused on the stupid, they can keep you stupid. And that's what they want. They want to keep you so engrossed in anger and trepidation against Trump, or ICE is evil. They don't want you to think. These people have somehow convinced their constituency to stop thinking logically and analytically and just think emotionally. You know, when you're emotional, you know, your brain loses reasoning, facsimile, whatever. Your brain just doesn't process correctly. At least mine doesn't. If I get too emotional, I can't think straight because I'm too busy dealing with the emotions. I think maybe there's a sector in your brain that's sucking up most of your oxygen or your blood or whatever. But this is what the Democrat Party wants their people to be. They want them so fixated on what they say they should be fixated on that they never consider anything else. They can never consider that these people are not for them. They can never consider the fact that maybe, just maybe, the other side has a reasonable point worth investigating. See, I've always been open to talk to Democrats and exchange ideas. Okay, you present your position, I'll present my position, and let's see which position makes more sense. No, these people don't want to do that. They don't want to talk about anything. I'm evil, they're right, and that's the end of it. And if it gets to the point where it's just too much for them, then they revert to violence. They revert to what took out Charlie Kirk, how they tried to take out Trump, those folks we just watched, you know, trying to get in the way of ICE agents trying to do their job. You know, logic, common sense, reasonableness, morals, none of that stuff matters. It's my way or the highway. And all you have to do is think about the fact that these are supposed to be lawmakers. These are supposed to be the people that represent you. Did you put them in office to sit around and complain about Trump or ICE or to make your life better? That's what you need to ask yourself. And while your life is not getting better based on their actions, how is their life? You need to look at that too. How are they living? Are they living under the same conditions you're living under? Are they proposing that you live under the same conditions that they're living under? If they're not proposing that you live under the same conditions that they live under, then they're not representing you. We should never look at our representatives as being better than us. If we look at, I don't look at Trump as being better than me. I look at him as having a higher authority than me, but not better than me. Now, he made his money. Good for him. I'm glad. And one of the reasons why I'm glad that he made his money is because he doesn't have to be accountable to those folks that try to put people in power. But I don't begrudge him for making money. I don't begrudge anybody. Matter of fact, Trump loses money trying to help take care of us. He didn't have to come here. He could have just kept making money. But these Democrats that want to have power and these rhinos that want to keep their power in the swamp don't care about us. Anybody that's spending their time taking care of folks that don't belong here more than they're taking care of the folks that belong here don't care about us. And if you're a Democrat, you need to think about that. You need to figure out what's more important to you. Taking care of somebody that lives down the street that don't belong in that house, or taking care of the folks in your own house? Think about it. This is Sam Tolley, and I'm out.